plan that the House passed Friday is called Health Choices Plus. All the Republicans voted for it except two, and all the Democrats voted against it. It gives uninsured people below the poverty level a little cash, and it encourages them to shop for a good deal in the healthcare system. Representative Gail Harold.
Floridians will be able to do something with this plan that they haven't been able to do in a very long time, and that's take control of their own medical coverage and actually see the doctor that they want to see.
The House plan would cover about 115,000 people, but they have to fall into one of two groups, the disabled or parents of young children. There's a plan in the Senate that would use more than $50 billion in federal funds and cover more than 1 million uninsured Floridians. On Thursday, Representative Mike Fasano of Newport Richey tried to get his fellow Republicans in the House to adopt the Senate plan.
This is a bipartisan plan, and it is my opinion that it is truly a bipartisan plan. When you have a plan that is being supported by Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, you have a governor that's supporting it. This is definitely a bipartisan plan.
But Representative John Wood of Winter Haven said the reason it's got so much support is because the healthcare sector has a lot of influence.
We all experience the impact of this huge industry on the legislative process in Florida. Healthcare is woven throughout this capital, and its impact on the political process cannot be overstated. And that is why the governor, the Senate, the health industry, the business establishment, the unions all cry in unison, take the money!
Wood said that the passage of Obamacare in 2010 signaled the government was getting far too much control over health care.
And that is the fundamental issue before us today, the proper role of government in what we call the medical industrial complex known as health care. We have heard the facts, and the record is clear about the growing impact this industry has on society.
Representative Jim Waldman of South Florida said the House plan was just too skimpy in comparison to the Senate plan, especially in comparison to the deluxe coverage that members of the House get for just $8 a month at taxpayers' expense. He had a message for Governor Rick Scott.
If no health care for those 1.1 million people who are uninsured is in this budget to cover them, you need to veto that budget and send us back here to do our job.
The Senate is scheduled to take up its plan on Monday, leaving little time for compromise since the session is supposed to end Friday. I'm Carol Gentry for Health News Florida.